Károly színpadán Eduardo Bazárot.
Ki annak, aki túlkétett meredékjogot kérte a Magyar Zenekét?
It's a pleasure to be here on the same stage that previously was the best Prime Minister of the world, Mr. Viktor Orbán. Thank you. Thank you, Mercedes and Match Lab, for this opportunity to talk once again now in the Hungarian CPAC about what is going on in our great democracy in Brazil. My name is Eduardo Bolsonaro. I'm a lawyer, federal police officer, son of the president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, former president. Since 2014, I've been a federal congressman, and in 2008, I received almost 2 million votes, making me the most voted ever congressman in the history of Brazil. I'm also former chairman of the Foreign Affairs and National Defense Committee in the House. Being here in Hungary makes me understand exactly what the fight for freedom is. The risk of returning to my country and having my passport seized, seeing the possibility of the FBI kicking your door to accomplish with illegal court orders, or even being arrested as well as happened to the congressman like me. His name is Daniel Silveira, who is now serving almost 9 years in jail for making a video on his cell phone criticizing the Supreme Court. At the time, Daniel received the pardon from the then President Bolsonaro. But the Supreme Court waited for Bolsonaro to leave power, and then, for the first time in Brazil's history, annulled the presidential pardon. Daniel is now in prison for speaking. I ask you, is this a democracy? In a democracy, do they arrest a congressman for speaking? This is the reality in Brazil, my friends. I could also mention here the case of Ms. Iraci Nagashi. Please, ladies, pay attention in that to see how bad are the things in Brazil, please. Ms. Iraci Nagashi, a retired teacher, aged 71 years old, sentenced to 14 years in prison on the same day that she was preparing to have a surgery on her broken femur bone. She was convicted of 5 crimes: violent abolition of the democratic rule of law, coup d'etat, qualified damage, deterioration of listed heritage, and criminal association. She was treated as a terrorist, even though she had a clean police record and was not physically capable of throwing a stone. Just like her, about 1,500 other people were arrested on January 8th. Most of these people were just camping peacefully in front of military headquarters, kilometers away from the Congress, Supreme Court, and presidency buildings invaded at that day. If someone goes to Brazil and kills other people in the streets, I'll tell you, you will not take 14 years in jail. I could also talk here about Bolsonaro's imprisoned assistant as his advisor for international affairs, Felipe Martins, the former general director of the Federal Highway Police, Silvinei Vasquez, Bolsonaro's direct advisors, Colonel Câmara and Colonel Cid, among many other prisoners accused of a coup d'etat that was never initiated or planned. They have been in prison for months awaiting trial, or rather, they are being tortured to say anything that links Bolsonaro to this fantasy coup d'etat. The leftist establishment wants to force the people to believe that Bolsonaro waited until he was no longer president, when he was no longer the commander of the armed force. He gathered unarmed ladies to try to do a coup d'etat. I do reiterate that no shots were fired on this fateful day and no weapons were seized. These people who participated on January 8th were actually revolted by the way that the elections in 2022 went. The Superior Electoral Court, presided over by Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, decided that Bolsonaro could not use images from September 7th, which is the Brazil's Independence Day, in his electoral propaganda, when we saw the biggest demonstration in Brazil's history in favor of a politician. This same electoral court prohibited Bolsonaro from using his electoral campaign and image of his speeches abroad while president. My father could not link Lula da Silva to the Venezuelan narco-dictator Nicolás Maduro and the dictator Daniel Ortega, who is arresting and kicking out even nuns from Nicaragua, as well as Ben Bennett from associating Lula with abortion. In other words, Bolsonaro was forbidden from warning Brazilians about everything that Lula administration is doing right now. Finally, trust me that the electoral court banned Bolsonaro from even being able to broadcast live from his home. That's right. To do a live streaming on his social media during the election, the president running for re-election had to leave his home. However, nowadays, one of the richest men in the world, Mr. Elon Musk, showed everyone how was a conversation behind the scenes between Alexandre de Moraes and Twitter during and after the elections in 2022. After publicly discussing with Alexandre de Moraes, the American Congress requested all the communications made between the social network X, former Twitter, with Alexandre de Moraes and the Brazilian courts. Elon Musk delivered everything to the Judiciary Committee led by the excellent Congressman Jim Jordan, and they made a report of more than 500 pages entitled "The Attack on Free Speech Abroad and the Biden Administration's Silence, the Case of Brazil." Basically, American congressmen called the Moraes as dictator, and now they have requested the State Department to have all their communications with the Brazilian courts to find out if Joe Biden is using American taxpayers' money to finance the censorship and political prisons in Brazil. Summary of all of this. Jair Bolsonaro was banned from running an election campaign. The people were banned from supporting him, and they want to make us believe that this is a democracy. More recently, I went to the European Parliament in Brussels, together with a delegation of Brazilian congressmen, by invitation of our great friend from Vox Party, Herman Desch, and the Dutch European congressman, Rob Ross, to denounce the such relative democracy as Lula calls it. While in Brussels, a press financed by George Soros published an article, how Eduardo Bolsonaro and his team articulated punishments for Brazil with United States parliamentarians. This article from Soros' agency was wildly replicated in the Brazil press. At the same time, when I came back from Brussels, the Federal Police of Brazil inserted me in a report talking that we are doing anti-democratic things such as participating in live streamings at space in the X. After that, the chairman of the Supreme Court said that we have to stop this connection all around the world. My friends, they are preparing the narrative to take my passport for sure, just like they did with my dad. The censorship virus all over the world is all over the world, but in Brazil there is something new that was warning coming from the hands of the Supreme Court, whose decisions there is no higher court to appeal. It's very hard to live in Brazil in these tough times. May God give us strength and let us to continue doing everything contrary to what they want. As the late Brazilian philosopher Olavo de Carvalho would say, "Don't stop, don't rush, don't go back. Whoever resists more will win this war." Either way, I prefer the tears of the defeat than the shame of not having fought. Brazil above all, God above everybody. Thank you very much, Hungary.
Köszönöm, hogy a születi ötébe megyünk a listát.